This is a Fox News alert. The affidavit is coming out on Lisa Brady. The Justice Department just meeting a deadline to publicly file the FBI document that was the basis for a search of the Trump estate in Florida. But what's being unsealed is a redacted version after the judge sided with government concerns about risks to the investigation, agents, or witnesses if all of it was made public. Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department.
2 weeks ago, Attorney General Garland in this building at DOJ announced he was okay with releasing the search warrant. But of course, the search warrant had limited information. It was the affidavit that everybody wanted to see after this search of Mar-a-Lago took place, and it would show what crimes federal prosecutors are eyeing.
President Biden answering a question a short time ago on whether national security may have been compromised at Mar-a-Lago.
We'll let the Justice Department determine that.
Deferring to the Justice Department as the investigation continues, focusing in part on the handling of classified materials, former President Trump has denied wrongdoing. They're not done yet. Fed Chief Jay Powell signaling more sizable interest rate hikes on the way, even while acknowledging higher rates and slower growth cause pain for some households and businesses.
These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain.
President Biden today says people are beginning to get some relief from high prices, pointing to a decline in an inflation report closely monitored by the Fed. Consumer prices up 6.3% in July compared to a year ago. That's a half point less than June's annual increase, an improvement fueled by tumbling gas prices. The stocks are sinking, though, after fluctuating initially on the Fed chief's remarks. Right now, the Dow is down 589 points. Oil prices, by the way, slipping under $92 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping the breaking news out of Washington, as a Trump raid affidavit is publicly filed now, but we await the actual unsealing for more information. Background checks underway in a Virginia school district after a convicted sex offender was able to keep a job as a middle school counselor in Fairfax County, prompting a broader investigation.
50-year-old Aaron Thornton, a former counselor at Glasgow Middle School in Fairfax County, Virginia, was arrested Thursday on charges of providing false information to the state sex offender registry. He was convicted of solicitation of a minor in 2020 as part of an online sting operation, though remained employed as a school counselor until this past June, when he was again charged in a second online sting. Parents in Fairfax County outraged.
Crazy that could be around our kids right now.
And you're supposed to protect your children, and that way no one did that.
Police say they informed Fairfax County administrators about Thornton's arrest back in 2020. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Handgun limits struck down by a federal court in Texas, but the fight's likely not over yet.
A Texas state law barring residents ages 18, 19, or 20 from owning handguns is ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in Fort Worth. The ruling states the U.S. Constitution makes no age restrictions in the Second Amendment. The suit was brought by the Firearms Policy Coalition, which is also suing other states over similar laws.
Fox's Evan Brown anticipating an appeal. That ruling has stayed for 30 days. NASA's new rocket on the launch pad in Florida, ready for a big test Monday, the unmanned launch of the Orion spacecraft, part of the Artemis 1 mission to go back to the moon and beyond.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon and to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet.
I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.